For nearly 10 minutes he stood there, motionless with parted lips and eyes strangely bright. He was dimly conscious that entirely fresh influences were at work within him, yet they seemed to him to have come really from himself. The few words that Basil's friend had said to him, words spoken by chance, no doubt, and with willful paradox in them, had touched some secret chord that had never been touched before, but that he felt was now vibrating and throbbing to curious pulses. Music had stirred him like that. Music had troubled him many times. But music was not articulate. It was not a new world, but rather another chaos that it created in us. Words, mere words, how terrible they were. How clear and vivid and cruel. One could not escape from them. And yet, what a subtle magic there was in them. They seemed to be able to give a plastic form to formless things, and to have a music of their own as sweet as that of viol or lute. Mere words. Was there anything so real as words? Yes. There had been things in his boyhood that he had not understood. He understood them now. Life suddenly became fiery coloured to him. It seemed to him that he had been walking in fire. Why had he not known it? With his subtle smile, Lord Henry watched him. He knew the precise psychological moment when to say nothing. He felt intensely interested. He was amazed at the sudden impression that his words had produced, and remembering a book that he had read when he was 16, a book which had revealed to him much that he had not known before. He wondered whether Dorian Gray was passing through a similar experience. He had merely shot an arrow into the air. Had it hit the mark? How fascinating the lad was. Hallward painted away with that marvellous bold touch of his that had the true refinement and perfect delicacy that in art, at any rate, comes only from strength. He was unconscious of the silence.